Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In keeping with the theme that we celebrated this past Sunday of All Saints Day, we continue to hold these thoughts and prayers in mind about such a blessed time in the year of the Church. Our text is the epistle lesson for All Saints Day, 1 John chapter 3. You know, when things are good, it's very easy for us to live in the moment. In fact, when things are really good with us, we often tend to forget about the past or about the future. We get really caught up in the present. Such a wonderful time. We don't want the goodness to end. Yet when life does take that inevitable turn south and things start to go down, thoughts of the past or maybe the future will return. They matter of fact, they come flooding in. And we lament, the good old days. We dream about better days to come. We try to cover over and drive away the present sufferings we have today by looking elsewhere. We go looking to the past, and we even look to the future, don't we? You have to understand that this isn't a bad thing. As a matter of fact, pretty healthy for an individual to get stuck in a particular spot in life and to reminisce about the past. Maybe you've learned something from the past, how to survive. Maybe you look to the future, things will get better. Things will be different. But without this therapeutic vision of looking backwards or looking forward, we can get overwhelmed, maybe, by all this pain and suffering of the present day. One can easily get consumed in this pain of the present, forget all about the past. Depression, you could say. Hope would become a fleeting thought, if not lost altogether. Our drive, our desire to keep pushing forward can die. Even faith can fall victim to present sufferings and tribulations. It happens all the time. It's because of this ever-present danger that St. John wrote letters like he did to Christians who were under his care, who were experiencing the trials, tribulations, and sufferings of being a faithful Christian in a very unfaithful and dark world. In fact, John begins his first letter by immediately taking the people back to that which was from the beginning. Then he goes on to say that he writes these things to people so that they too can believe and have fellowship with him and the rest of the Christians. You know, fellowship that will make faithful joy complete and fulfilled. Think about that. John immediately lifts the people out of their present suffering by focusing their faith on past reality and the future of the joy to come. Chapter 3, our text for tonight, it's no different. It begins by talking about the love that our Heavenly Father has for us. That love that he's already given to us. Love that has made us his children. He also points us to the future joy of the resurrection, when we will rise and be with Christ. Yet, in the midst of all of this, John also directs the people to the present, to today. Beloved, we are God's children now. It's important for us to understand what John is not saying, okay? You have to think about that. He's not saying something here. He's not saying, hey, count your blessings. You know, could be, well, things could be worse. Well, yeah, they sure could be. And that's a terrible thought. You know, we utter that expression many times. We've said that to other people. Hey, you know, yeah, times are tough, but man, you know, count your blessings. Look at all the good stuff you got going for you. We say these words with our best intentions, but they still come across very cold and unloving words they are. So if John is not telling people to stop whining and to remember to count their blessings, then why does he direct their attention to the present? The present truth that, beloved, we are God's children now. Why does he draw them back into the midst of their suffering? Right now, today, it might not be going so good, but we are God's children now. Is Jesus only a thing of the past? Does the joy we have of Christ only reside in the unforeseen future? Absolutely not. As baptized children of God, we have a present day joy and peace that surpasses all human understanding. How often we forget that. When trouble arises, and it will, and it does, how often we go into that default mode that we have, and we lament about, those good old days. Used to not be like this. Man, I wish it was like that. Or how often we might imagine about the days to come. You know, it's going to get a lot better. Yeah, one of these days it's going to be really good. What about today? How often we fail to recognize the joy and the truth of Emmanuel with us in our present lives, in our very midst. Is our Lord and Savior. This is why this specific text tonight from 1 John chapter 3, it's the same text, the epistle, for every All Saints Day. It's always this. It never ceases to amaze me how many people think that the term saint is one of a dead person or that who is faithfully departed. We may use the term from time to time to refer to various kind of virtuous people. You know, so-and-so has the patience of a saint. I was talking to somebody and they said, oh, you should be sainted. Yet we often turn right around and refer to that same person as no saint at all when it comes to their sin, which everybody can see. I guess that's our way of defending or justifying the sinner and the sin. Well, you know he's no saint. No one ever says that about people that they don't like. But people we do like, ourselves, well, that's different. Hey, we're no saints, okay? We're certainly not damn sinners like those fools that we don't like, but we're no saints either. Based on our everyday usage of the word, you can't help but come to the conclusion that saints are people who've died and gone to heaven and no longer have to worry about sin. Those of us residing on this side of eternity, we may possess and exhibit certain saint-like virtues from time to time, but in the end, we're no saints. That only happens once we get to heaven and join a communion of saints, right? Right? This is why we meditate on this text tonight from 1 John chapter 3. as baptized indeed children of God, we too are saints right now. It's not just a future thing. Through faith in God's grace alone, because of Christ alone, we have the ever-present joy and peace of knowing that we have been declared holy by God. That means we're a saint. That means we've been justified through faith alone in Christ, in God's grace. God declares us to be innocent and holy and righteous saints. Not because we've earned it. We've not exhibited that great of saintly behavior, but because Jesus Christ has earned it for us in His death and His resurrection. When you get down to it, that's what All Saints Day is all about. It's about Jesus Christ and our kinship, our family relationship to Him. That's why the All Saints Day gospel lesson is always the Beatitudes. All these Beatitudes, these promises of blessings. Have you ever paid attention to the language that it's used? These are descriptions of behaviors of our Savior, which only become ours through our being reborn into Him. This is why He says, blessed are those, present tense, blessed are those who are persecuted for my sake. People are not attacked by the devil, world, and flesh for being good. But we're attacked for having Christ's righteousness. It's not ours. They are attacked because they hold on to Christ's righteousness alone. The fallen world, sinfulness, and the evil princes of this world, they can't stand to trust this that they can't have. And they will hate you. Believe it. If you are in Christ, then the world will hate you. The devil will target you, and your sinful flesh will give you no rest. Done enough? Is there still more you need to do? This is why John wrote to these early Christians like he did. This is why he writes to us today. This is why we flee here to the church, to a sanctuary, to a safe place. We come here to be with our Emmanuel, God with us. This is why we come to hear God's word. We hear the absolution of our sins. From time to time, we take part in the communion of saints, partaking in the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As saints in this life, we hold forth Christ as the one who calls us saints and who goes with us as we walk through this fallen and sinful world. We go by faith and not by sight, carrying our crosses, and we suffer along the way, sure. However, in the life to come, we know that we too shall see Him as He is, for we will be like Him. We shall live forever in His paradise, without fear, without darkness, without shame, without sin, without death, without pain, any suffering, no tears. This reality is right now. The joy of the saints who have gone before us. It's the same reality. It's the hope and the sure and certain future of all who walk this earth are right now. This is the sure and certain blessed reality of who all of us are called by Christ to be saints. peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen